100 Word Stories. Welcome to the 100 Word Stories podcast. I'm your host, Lawrence Simon. Today is Sunday, so instead of the usual daily crap from me, it's your turn. I call this the weekly challenge, where I post a topic and you come up with the stories. No more excuses for the poor audio quality. It is what it is. Get your ears checked. The topic this week was Strike Team Alpha. We've got a lot of stories this week, so let's hunker down, put on our big kid pants, and get right to it. First up, whoa, it's Guy David. He's first. Cool. Okay, well, let's go ahead and get Guy's stuff going. Da-da-da-da-da. And play.
Go Escalis, a 100-word story by Guy David. The first bread and butterfly was documented by the good Reverend Charles Ludwig Dodgson in his celebrated book about the origin of the species, titled Through the Looking Glass. When his conclusions came out, whole teams of other researchers came out on strike, claiming the human race didn't evolve from some bread and butterfly alpha. I guess most of them didn't even read his book. They just confused him with that other Charles, the one who wrote the book about the origin of chess. Or was it the other way around? Guess I should ask the Red Queen about it.
Thank you, Guy David. Although, I don't know if I want to eat some bread and butter this morning because I can't decide what bread to use. White bread, wheat bread, rye bread, sourdough. I saw a whole thread on Pinterest that they went over everything to make a perfect grilled cheese sandwich and every element to it. And I'm thinking, guys, if you're overthinking it like that, where's the beauty? Where's the love? Where's the simplicity? Nah, it's got to be all fancy and crazy. Why did life have to get so difficult so fast? All right, well, I guess we'll find out. Zach Mann is next, and he's going to make life simple for us. Simple, I tell you. And fun. Zach Mann, tell us a story.
The teen boy excitedly squeed. Are you Muncie's minions of Team Alpha? It is so exciting to meet you. The public relations officer replied, sorry to get your hopes up, kid, but Team Alpha and Team Beta are stuck in Alberta. The zombie task force has some setbacks, but don't worry, Team Sigma is here and we shall prevail. It's your lucky day, kid. We got a truckload of something from Louisville. The good news is, today is Team Sigma Bat Day. Bad news is, you're likely to need it. But when we succeed, only to play baseball.
Thank you, Zach Mann. Baseball. I went to see a game on Wednesday. It was Astros versus Marlins. And I left in the fourth inning because, well, yeah, the Astros were doing all right. Chris Johnson jacked one in the second inning. And again, so I wound up with a stack of Denny's coupons. I can't eat Denny's. I'm not supposed to eat that stuff. Although I eat other stuff that I shouldn't and I'm not feeling well. You know, like coffee and Bailey's is on my list of you really shouldn't do that. And it's like, okay. Then I really shouldn't have to wake up early Sunday to do these. But still. At least I've got the incense going. That's new age okay for me, right? I don't know. Well, it's lavender. So. Who's next? Who's next on the hit parade? Thomas. Okay. Thomas. Do you have... Oh, he has two stories. Okay. I'll go ahead and get them both queued up. And you folks out there... 1-2 punch of Thomasness, right? Coming right at you. Here we go.
Strike Team Alpha released the earworm virus in downtown Manhattan a few weeks before Christmas, when the whole area was already inundated with Christmas music and sales jingles spilling into the streets from storefronts. The team's purpose was to drive the Christmas shoppers mad and to cause them to riot, destroy local landmarks, break windows, throw bricks at the police, and bang tourists on the heads with homemade picket signs. The strike team commander, Wallace Gloatbridge, was a disgruntled ex-government worker and fiction author from Massachusetts. The virus spread rapidly, and the team fled to their squat in Brooklyn. Strike Team Alpha was a tight-knit group of fiction writers from South Texas. They wrote fiction on spec and contract, selling to magazines and small shopping guides. The team commander, Mary Alfalfa, and her lieutenant, Sarah Dipity, made sure all grammar and spelling was correct, and any team member stooping to profanity would have to surrender their membership and privileges. The team met their demise during a particularly brutal attack by a gang of black-booted grammar Nazis from the Carolinas that stormed their headquarters, wielding dictionaries and thick thesauri. The team failed to overlook braces, semicolons, tildes, and M spaces.
Thank you, Thomas. And yes, I'm averse to semicolons. I'm not very good with them. I use more semicolons with smiley faces and emoticons than in my actual writing. Although I do use it with code sometimes. Yeah. But to actually use a semicolon in something I've never been any good with them. The day that they were introduced in English class long, 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 long ago, said, "The day you know how to use a semicolon well is the day you know how to write English." Oh. Ooh, Gray Stripey Cat. Gray Stripey Cat has come for a visit. Hi, Gray Stripey Cat. Hell, he's out on the patio. You know, he's coming to the door. He's saying, "Hey, I want to come in. I want to have some catnip." What? He's looking at me. "Hello. Hi. Want me to open the door?" He's doing the ear wavy thing. I'm just going to go play in the trash. Okay. Well, looks like I guess we have a new... and, of course, Bruin goes to the window. Huh? What? Huh? Who's out there? And Mist wakes up. Huh? What? Huh? Huh? Something? These guys are funny. All right. Yeah, that's what you tune in for. Not the stories, my stupid crap. But here's something that you'll enjoy. Something that's good. And not stupid crap. It's Chris the Nuclear Kid. Yeah, this is going to be good. Okay. Chris, tell us a story.
New recruit. It was not long ago that I made a promise I was unable to keep. I promised to one I loved. But when she most needed help, I was not strong enough to save her. I then swore to become stronger, so I decided to join the military training force for a few years. A day ago, I received an application to the Strike Team Alpha. Now it's my first day, and I'm slightly worried due to the stories I've heard of the place. But it's probably worth it. Well, I'd better get going before I'm late.
Yes, you should get going before you're too late. Okay, did you pack a sandwich? Okay, all right, two pairs of pants. All right, extra pair of shoes. One of them dress shoes, the other one, you know, sneakers. Although boots will be provided with the uniform. Oh, and no, you don't need your own gun. You don't need your own guns. I know, you have your own footlocker of guns. You got them all taped. You even had them engraved and painted and all that. No. We give you training weapons. Okay, all right, sign here and done. Thank you, Chris the Nuclear Kid. It's welcome aboard to Strike Team Alpha! I may need some more incense soon. No, I don't smoke the demon weed. I just like the smell of incense. I like it's like, ooh, lavender. I saw some bacon incense the other day. They're all out until June. What? It's just, the pig incense they haven't slaughtered yet to make the pork chop incense and the bacon incense and the I don't know, whatever. Who's next? Who's next here? Serendipity? Okay, Serendipity. It's her turn, so I'm going to get the midget ready, and I can see that he's limbering up there. All right. And you all stretched out? Get your vocal cords stretched, too? How do you stretch your vocal? Oh, you know, me. Okay. I hope that y'all are doing that, stretching your vocal cords out before you record these. Otherwise, you know, you're going to hurt something. So, I don't want you to hurt for this. I want it to be pleasurable.
Strike Team Alpha was supposed to be the cream of the crop, but their legendary failure is a textbook example of what happens when you have the wrong tools to get the job done. Skills honed to perfection, they moved in under the cover of darkness. Their orders? Light blue touch paper, and retire to a safe distance. It should have been simple. Instead, it was a complete disaster. 40 failed attempts later, they withdrew. The mission, a disaster. At the court-martial, the truth came out. They sent us out with safety matches. How the hell were we supposed to strike them?
Yeah, how are you supposed to strike them? Yeah. Not like you can set fires or anything. I don't know. Bruin, you want to set a fire? No, he wants to go outside and play. And there's... Yeah, Mist is staring at me like... You guys want to get up here? Or you just want to stare at where Gray Stripey was? Oh, will he come back? Will he come back? It's Cat TV. Ooh, I should turn on the TV and the DVD and put on the aquarium stuff. I keep saying that I should do that, and I never do. We had baseball on last night, but do I ever turn the TV on and then play something? I mean, the last thing I did that for, I think, was Hugo DVD, and it was like 2 weeks ago. I never turned the damn thing on. I don't know. Well, I'm sure as heck not going to turn it on while listening to Tura's story. So, Tura, tell us a story.
Spy in the sky sees Team Alpha coming 2 miles out. Textbook perfect maneuvers, but they're running through it like a replay. Landmine. They weren't expecting that. No landmines there in the video game. Come on, show some initiative, Alpha. No, they duck for the trees. I settle behind my sniper scope. First one emerges right on time. Second. Then mine. First two panic and run into the rest of Team Delta. I guess we can strike Team Alpha. There's one left, hiding in the trees. But we'll capture him for an interrogation, ho-ho. The ones with just paintball splashes get it easy.
Thank you, Tura. Ooh, actually, during that, I put on the DVD with the fishies. And so, Mist isn't looking at it. But, are you looking at it, Bruin? You enjoying it? He's actually looking at the TV. He actually has his eyes open. He rarely has his eyes. He likes to think. He's a thinking cat. He likes to just lay down like that. Oh, yeah. I'm petting him under the chin. Good boy. Okay, next up, we have Tom. He doesn't have any updates this week. It's all in the story. Tom, let's go for it.
Hello, Night People. Tom here. And tonight's story is called Strike Team Alpha. The 5th of June, 1943, Strike Team Alpha crosses the Potomac under the cover of night. Lieutenant Bronski hands each member of the team the battered dispatch from HQ. In large black letters, it reads as following. The President of the United States is named Schickelgruber. Execute Plan Omega.
Smoke 'em if you got 'em,
whispered Sergeant Rock. Little Joe lights up a lucky strike, which, given the circumstances, seems a bit ironic.
We're not coming back, are we, Sarge?
We got to get the Spaniard inside the White House. And his infernal contraption. That's the mission, Private.
Ernesto Paces.
Thank you, Tom. And
Thank you, Boo, and you are being such a good old mutant. Let me pet his tummy. I know.
Why is he talking about the stupid cat? He should play more stories. Well, if you send stories in, I'll play them. In fact, Steven the Nuclear Man sent in a story this week. And, well, you know what I'm going to do with it. That's right. I'm going to take the message. I'm going to copy the text. I'm going to put it in the show notes. I'm going to put the link in the list of links. And I'm going to put the story's MP3 file into Audacity. That's how we do it. That's how we get it done. That is the magic. Okay, it's not really magic. It's just dragging and dropping and saving and posting. What's so special about that? Well, the beauty is you get to hear his story.
Steven the Nuclear Man here. I'm going to tell you about Eighth Day Genesis, the new nonfiction anthology which will be out by the end of the month from Alliteration, Inc. It's edited by Sabrina Klein and has over 20 authors and other creatives telling you how to make a detailed, realistic world for your characters to live and inhabit. It's going to be good stuff. It's the kind of thing that we get a lot of questions on at conventions like Gen Con and Origins, which I'll be at both. So if you're there, come say hi. Now, on to today's story. The team deployed from their chopper. Strike Team Alpha looked like any other crack military unit, except for two things. Their unit patches simply had a Greek letter Alpha, and they were completely unarmed. They went from home to home, offering free hugs, and were met with bullets, knives, and shrapnel. As the final member of Alpha breathed his last, the old man turned off the monitor and gestured to his XO. "Send in Strike Team Omega," he said. The XO nodded. He reached into the lead locker and started handing suitcase nukes to the members of the final team.
And that's why when you see someone with a shirt that says free hugs, you should accept them.
Thank you, Steven the Nuclear Man. And I hope that lots of people come up to you at Gen Con and well, just come up to you and say, hi. Or is it, hi? Or, hi! Well, I can't get that right. I'll practice for the next year. And I never go to conventions. I don't go to conventions. Well, okay. I went to the Second Life convention three times. And I occasionally go to cat shows when they're here in Houston at the George R. Brown. But I'm not a convention kind of person. Oh, no, wait. I went to a music meetup. Is there going to be another one in Dallas soon? I keep saying that I'm going to go to the Tampa one, and then we go to this one, and go to that one. I should have gone to the Memphis one. That one would have been fun. And Seattle, that would have been cool. Chicago is having one? I just need to make the time. But if you don't make the time, time makes you. Speaking of time making you, the person who came up with this Strike Team Alpha was Muncie. So everyone get ready to throw things. Here's Muncie. Hopefully just throw your voice. You know, hey, I'm over here. Hey, I'm over here. That would be kind of fun.
Greetings, Strike Team Alpha. Instructions from Munzee in 4, 3, 2, 1. Your mission, if you choose to accept it. By Chris Monroe. What's your favorite book? No, don't tell me. I wouldn't be able to hear you. Podcasts are a one-way form of communication. Instead, open Word on your computer, write the title of the book, the name of its author, and how and why it changed your life. Write a love letter to the book. When you're done, print the page, fold it, and put it in an envelope. Now, head to your local library or bookstore. Find a copy of the book, tuck the envelope inside, and return it to the shelf. Congratulations! You've just connected meaningfully with a stranger. Flashfiction at munzeestories.blogspot.com tweets at munzeemunzee. But if you really enjoy this story, go out and actually do this.
You know what? I think I will. The Houston Library downtown branch is on the way home.
I may just do that. Of course, that means I have to actually write a love letter. How do you write a love letter? I don't know. I'm not sure. Never mind. Thank you, Muncie. How many of you out there are going to do that? Ooh, we should make next topic a love letter. No, I've already picked one. And it's just as good as a love letter, I think. Who's going to send in the next love letter to be a part of the weekly challenge? That's right, it's Logan Berry. All right, Logan Berry, let's go ahead and feel your love all over this MP3 file. Take it away.
Capitalism sucks. Not on paper. It looks like a good system on paper. May the brightest minds prosper. In the real world, capitalism has become a conglomerate of faceless corporations who strive to deprive us of the basics of health and happiness so they can charge us money for manufactured, secondhand, substandard, and unnatural versions of the things we need to function with dignity. So when my partner has a heart attack, as he did this week, I have as much faith in the system as I would a shark in a swimming pool. Hospitals underfunded and drug companies overfunded mean that someone profits obscenely and someone suffers. I need Strike Team Alpha to overthrow this most unethical and soul-destroying system, or, if possible, to sit by my partner's bed and hold his hand.
Your mission, should you choose to accept it, is to hold Logan Berry's hand. Okay, sure, all right. Forget the whole leaving a love letter in the library. All right, can we get an address? Although you may, your partner may run out of hands quickly. There'll be like 20 people in the room. Okay, we'll hold your hand. See, Strike Team Alpha would only be able to be two people at that point. Because like one would hold your partner's one hand. And this is assuming that they have two hands. And now if they have a hook for a hand, what's the point of holding the hook? They could hold their arm. They could hold their feet. Okay, they could hold their feet. That would actually be kind of fun. Although tickling someone after a heart attack is, you know, that's... I'm sorry, I'm being insane. I'm just... Ugh. See, I get on a ramble, and then you're going to send this note, okay, you're being so insensitive, and I'll say, I'm a jerk. I'm sorry. Okay, you think they believe that? All right. Next up, we have Lizzie Goodcough. Ooh, two stories this time. Who do you think you are, Thomas? Well, all right. If you think you're Thomas, can you do his voice?
I'm just not sure about this stuff.
And copy and paste. It's just, oh wow, I'm just flying by. Usually I get this stuff prepared the night before and then start recording on Sunday in case, you know, a few more people come in. Even though I could just stop the project right at the point where, okay, anyone else that comes in on the Sunday morning? And it's like, no. No, I do the recording now, so it's a free-flowing thing. Ooh, I need to check Twitter. Is Dan Russo doing a... Dan didn't send in a story this time. But, did he do one, no, he didn't. After all that talking him up last week, and I'm just, Oh, well, he'll be back. Everyone will be back, and we'll have 300 stories, and it'll be the ultimate 100-word storiness, and then we'll go out on a bang. Go out on top, I always say. Because if you're, you know, you go out on bottom, you're going to hit your face against the sidewalk. But Lizzie's not going to hit her face against the sidewalk. No. Here's her story.
After years of attacks, the authorities called in the big guns. They were tough. They were dangerous. They were the reason children played in the streets now, and women walked home from work late at night. Thieves, drug dealers, murderers, and serial killers didn't stand a chance. Tenacious and all geared up, they would roam the streets hunting predators down. Their motto was KISS. Kiss them and kiss them again. They were Kimberly, Ivy, Susie, and Samantha, the Strike Team Alpha of the neighborhood. "Can I have an ice cream, Granny?" asked 5-year-old Peter. "No," replied KISS in unison. The Granny Strike Team Alpha. And now the second story. "Not good," Strike said, peeking through the window. Team nodded. "What are you talking about?" Alpha was angry. "You go first, Strike." "First?" "Yes, explain what we mean," replied Team. "Ah," said Strike with a sigh of relief. This is a covered operation. What is the problem? Asked Alpha, annoyed. Strike and team looked anxious. Let's go, commanded Alpha. Suddenly, there was a loud noise. A shot. Uh-oh, said Strike. Team nodded. See? I told him his wife wouldn't like the surprise. This Strike Team Alpha anniversary gift was a bad idea. Too kinky. Strike nodded. Coffee? And cream, replied Team. And these were my two very silly stories for the day. And I invite you to drop by my blog at lizzygoodcough.blogspot.com and talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Lizzie. I've been thinking about this whole the Mission Impossible. Okay, so your mission, should you choose to accept it, let's say Dan or Jim said, no, I'm just going to go take a nap. No, screw it. That sounds stupid. And it's a whole mission in itself to find a working tape player. You know, it's like, the self-destructing tape, it keeps burning out the tape players. It destroyed my stereo, man. And let's, you know, so they have to keep making self-destructing tapes and tape players. Okay, that must be a fun job. You know, worried that, you know, it's always going to explode. You have to have fire extinguishers nearby. Probably can't leave any paper or piles of newspaper around. And, and oily rags and cans of gas, so there goes the lawnmower. You need to have an electric, or you have one of those solar-powered ones that roam around like a robot. And, then the fact that the mission director, when he records them, what do we do when we record things? We go back and test it. So he goes back and tests the recording, and it blows up. You know, your mission, this tape will self-destruct in 5 seconds. And he loses the recording, so he has to record again. So really, what kind of stupidity is that? Any audio person would tell you, oh, you should always test your recordings and then check the levels and then mix it and, you know, get all the noise out and noise reduction and then put that into production. Maybe they put that into production and they have someone listen. But then, you know, whoever's making the tapes, they've heard it too. So it's not a secret. And then you got to get the tape to the person. What if they get curious and they want to play the tape along there just to make sure? Then they blow it up. I don't know. Mission Impossible. I think it's Mission Silly. Right. I got off on a rant. Maybe I should make a story about that. While I'm making a story about that, I know what you're thinking. You want to hear Cliff, Uncle Monster, and what he's got in store for you, so... Alright, where is it? I'm worried, because if he says at the end of the tape will self-destruct in 5 seconds, there is no tape. It's my laptop. I don't want my laptop destroyed. And I don't think, you know, Mission Impossible is covered by the warranty. It says so right there, Acts of God, and should, you know, if you play a Mission Impossible thing, it blows up your laptop, not our problem. But you can certainly put, you know, whatever does work, you know, you can trade in for a new one. You're not going to get much of a trade-in laptop. You know, if you know, smoke is pouring out of your thing, it's like, oh no, I don't accept them. Your mission, should you choose to accept it, is get another damn tape player. What the hell did I just say?
The Writers by Clifford Lowe. You are part of Strike Team Alpha. He wasn't very imposing. His three goons, however, were. Strike Team what? Don't play stupid. Who's playing? Actually, I was. As the new guy, I'd gotten to play bait. I'd sat in this cafe for 3 days, waiting for the Literature Purity League to notice me. They were self-appointed censors. They censored writers, not words. People had disappeared. In response, Strike Team Alpha was born. From where I sat, I could see Muncie and Treat blocking the exit. These fools were about to see what writers could really do.
Thank you, Mr. Cliff.
And thank you, Mr. Bruin.
Why are you sleeping out here? You should be curled up with your mommy, because it's Mommy's Day, and you love your mommy. So why are you here? Why are you sitting by me? I know, I'm petting your tummy, and you love that. You're a happy boy, but you should be curled up with your mommy. Oh, he's not listening to me. He's just like, ah, he's petting my tummy. I love that. And petting your baby's tummy. Don't you? Yes, you are just such a tummy. All right. Ah, man, this is great. We had a band powerful enough to turn goat piss into gasoline. Donald Duck Dunn. May you rest in peace, sir. Blues Brothers. Booker T, Green Onions, all the fine music, gone forever. No, it's not. Actually, it's still there. The recordings are still there. We're just not going to get more of them out of him. So, oh well. Life goes on, right? And this podcast goes on, too. So I should probably, we got one. They're back.
Sashy and Abernathy.
Yep, they're back. Okay, let's hear what they've got.
And now, a word from our sponsor.
This is Captain Arctic, here to tell you about a new ice cream, Strike Team Alpha. If you've ever wanted to be a superhero like me, you need Strike Team Alpha. This is a supernatural cold blast chock full of American pride with red, white, and blue candy tidbits that'll make your taste buds soar to new heights.
Side effects may include jumping over buildings in a single bound, shooting webs from your wrist, laser and or x-ray vision, invisibility turning green, superhuman strength, and explosive diet.
I don't think I want web shooting from my wrist. So, yeah. Okay. Thank you, guys. It's too early for me to have ice cream, but I can have Bailey's in my coffee. Bruin, you want some catnip? Oh, you got your face covered with your paw. Don't wake me up. I'm having a good time. Yeah, I should take a photo of you with your paw over your eyes. Yeah, I'm a sleepy boy. Yes, you are. Got a few more stories for you. Next one's by Red Goddess. Yep, she got one in, and it's not going to be in a separate episode. Got it on time, even though I'm taking a long time this morning to get these all done. I woke up around 7. Usually I'm up at 5. This time, 7. Yep, an extra 2 hours of sleep. Felt good. Yeah, now you're getting more sleep, furry butthead. Okay, so here's one by Red Goddess.
There is an undying war being waged on low-wage workers and the working poor. During new employees' orientation, there is high optimism and promise to solve problems together. Human resources departments really exist to protect the rights of companies, not to ensure the employees are treated fairly. Then, who can employees turn to for grievances and better treatment in the workplace? There is only one group that can come to the rescue, Strike Team Alpha. Since this team is action-oriented and militaristic, they will go in there, unlike mediators, and solve all the problems with one permanent move.
Ah, human resources. Treating people like resources. Ah, thank you, Red Goddess. I wonder what human resources... If I walked up to him and said, I want to be treated with respect. Not happening. Oh, but they have a candy dish, and then they can, you know, oh, they stole candy. You're gone. Right. Next up we have Danny. Now, he wrote one that was really sinister, but then he lightened up a little. But if you want to share multiple drafts of a story in the back end, you can put it on your site, or you can send it to me. We can do a special episode, The Evolution of a Story. We can do a special on that. That could be fun. I did that once for one story that I tried recording like 7 times, and I totally busted up in it. And I just, you know, here's all the story versions of it that I kept screwing up. But no, Danny did not screw this one up. He got it right. So hit the ball on the screws. Let's do it.
Hello, hello. Danny Dwyer here with Weekly Challenge 316. Strike Team Alpha. Here we go. Target has been spotted, the captain screamed into his headset. Command Control responded, Mission is a go! Okay, go, 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 the captain screamed as Strike Team Alpha jumped from the B-21 bomber, plummeting to their target below. Parachutes deployed at 500 feet. The strike team quietly descended on their target, the building below. The door was kicked in, weapons fully drawn. The team was confronted by an unarmed 4-year-old child surrounded by 10 other toddlers. The 4-year-old quickly responded, Command Control, you just had us raid the Tiny Tots preschool. The laughter from Command Control was deafening.
Thank you, Danny. Although now that the laughter is deafening, oh no, now Strike Team Alpha needs to use their hand signals. Do you think they know ASL? Or is it some special Strike Team Alpha language? I guess we'll find out in the next episode. Next up, we have Narvel Joe. Wait, hold on. Ooh, this is, how many stories is this? 1, 2, 20? Ooh, this can be fun. All right, I'm going to go take a nap, and you guys can listen to this.
Hello, this is Philip Norville Joe Carroll of the Flying Island Press and of The Price of Friendship, available at Podiobooks.com. And this is my entry for the weekly challenge number 316 with a prompt of Strike Team Alpha. I made it to Avengers tonight. We made it to Chevy's as well. Had a good dinner. That movie kind of gave me hope in America that, you know, we can make a movie like that. We might still pull out of this recession, depression, whatever we got, and have a future. Well, here's my story. The target stood like ancient warriors, tall and silent, awaiting the attack. Fearless and stoic, they stared back at the champion, chosen to lead the assault. Unassuming, almost pitiful in his weakness, like David of old facing Goliath, the first in the band of competitors stared across the field of battle. He took the projectile in his hand, stepped forward, and hurled it toward the phalanx. With a crash, they flew about, knocking one another down. Strike! Team Alpha, the announcer called. The first player of Team Bravo dried his hand, retrieved his bowling ball, and stepped onto the lane. Well, like my mother heard when I was born, sorry, Mrs. Carroll, you're not done yet. I have another story. I couldn't leave Owen hanging in Owen's quest, and I couldn't seem to make that one fit with this word Strike Team Alpha, so here's a little more, I don't know. More of the spirit of the theme. The dwarf sat on his stool and stared at the ground. How long must we wait for an answer? Owen asked. The ranger replied, Dwarves live much longer than humans, and therefore take much longer to make decisions. Yes, but, Owen said, he sat all morning without movement or word. We only have so much time to get the princess. Do we really need him? Ours will be the first group to enter the caverns since the goblins overran them, Sharika said. Though he was a child when he escaped, his memory of the caves will be invaluable to us. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Don't tell anybody, but I have a friend. I have a friend. He makes these wiener dogs. He makes them himself in his garage. You want a wiener dog? I can get you a wiener dog.
You can give me a wiener dog? Ooh, do we want to have wiener dog to be the next topic? That could be fun. Everybody likes wiener dog. Actually, I don't. Bruin, you probably don't like wiener dogs either. Nah, he's cleaning himself. I'm going to post some photos. Yeah, just like, hey, I'm trying to clean myself. Why are you petting me? I'm trying to clean myself. Why are you petting me? I'm going to clean you. I'm going to lick your hand. He's like, eh, you know. I'm on a mission. I'm on a mission to clean myself. Now I'm going to lick your hand because it's getting in the way of me cleaning. Yes, you are such a good boy. You really need to go cuddle up with Mommy. Yes, you do. No, he doesn't want to. He wants to hang out with me. All right, well, I'm running out of stories. I mean, I'm on the last story now. No more petting the cat while I'm trying to get this done because it's like, okay, here we go. It's time for Planet Z. Yeah, it's just... Sorry. Just, there are only so many stories. I mean, this week it was
18 people sent, no, 17, because that was two emails. So 17 people and a whole bunch of other, you know, some people had two stories, sure. But, you know, it doesn't last forever. I mean, when Sunday's over, we have to go to work. We have to abandon you. Yes, we have to, well, actually, Mom is just, anyway, here's Planet Z. Sorry.
My company designs shoulder sleeve insignia for military uniforms. Those are the patches you see on a soldier's arm that says what service unit they're a part of. The strangest request came from the Army for their Elite Strike Team Alpha unit. Not only did this clandestine group not wear uniforms, but they were not supposed to ever identify themselves. Due to regulations and bureaucracy, though, they had to have a patch. So they had a solid black patch made. Their first mission was to kill the idiot in the Pentagon who ordered them to wear the patches. Mission accomplished.
And there you have it. A bunch of really good stories about Strike Team Alpha. Thank you to everyone who is a part of the weekly challenge this week on the 100 Word Stories podcast. You can go to the website at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com for links to the websites, the text of the stories, an archive of shows, social network sharing options, and a whole bunch of other stuff you won't bother with anyway. Until next week, when the topic will be Bar, this is Lawrence Simon saying thank you for listening and being a part of the weekly challenge. And, as always, keep it brief.